All right, if everybody's ready, we will get started. So we will get started with item number one, which is the AgriLife Department will present its annual Making a Difference interpretation to the Orange County Commissioners Court. Ms. Fallon, you are up.
All right. Good morning.
Are we going to start with like a baby update?
No. Oh, I know. They are 9 months now, so it's time passed by so fast.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, but I'm enjoying it.
Good.
But, of course, I'm Fallon White, County Extension Agent of Family Community Health for Texas A&M AgriLife Extension here in Orange County. So, today, AgriLife Extension serves Orange County through a team approach that supports agriculture, strengthening families, and developing our youth. And we're so thankful that we have a complete team. Thank y'all for our Megan Lee. We definitely, I know 2025 was good, but 2026 is going to be even better. So we're a complete team, and we really thank y'all for making us a complete team. Okay, so today, like I said, we just have a brief overview. I know that we come quarterly, but it's our time to really just sum it all up for you and get to hear from everybody else, their point of view of how AgriLife is as well. So first, I'm going to invite up Ms. Megan Lee.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Good to see y'all. My name is Megan Lee, and I'm the Ag and Natural Resource Agent for Orange County. I have been lucky enough to have a lot of people step up and want to discuss some positives that happened in 2025. So the first person I would like to bring up is Ms. Kathy Fruquay.
How are y'all? I met with y'all 2 years ago. Some people bragged on brownies. I didn't get them here, but they are here today. I had let Chris
Why'd
know.
Why'd you look at me and point at me? That's for profiling me.
You know, I can find you on Facebook. You're easy to find, so there you go. You're in charge of it.
If the brownie fits, right?
Exactly. And I saw Bobby Smith the other night. He was getting ready for the thing on Saturday, and I told him I was bringing brownies, and he said he may trip through. So just
better hide them.
He's aware of it.
He's good on confiscating. We got to be careful with him.
Exactly. I know what you mean. When I came to you and talked before, I was finishing up my Master Gardener class. I had enrolled and done it, and was loving it. And all I can tell you now, after 2 years, is that I love it even more. I've gotten into the volunteer part, and I absolutely love to work with the girls at AgriLife on the programs that they have, the kids' camps. Being a teacher for 47 years, I got to see in the classroom when kids learned something and their eyes lit up when they understood. Now I get to see them with knives in their hands when they come in, and they don't know how to use them, and in 3 days they know how to slice and dice and chop, and they can cook. They can actually cook a meal. So I've enjoyed working with that part. I enjoy going out and talking to other people to get them to volunteer to help, because the whole organization is a volunteer thing. We need so many volunteers to help with things, and it's such a feel-good that you get when you do that kind of work. I still work with the plants and stuff. We still help with the plant sale, that kind of thing, but I think I'm leaning more toward the volunteer aspect of it, because we affect a larger group of people through those various camps that the girls do. So any support that y'all can ever give us is more than welcome. I know how hard the girls at AgriLife work to put those camps on. It takes a year's planning to do that. And like I said, I enjoy this organization. I'm so glad that I'm a part of it. I'm very proud to say that. And we are reaching out and touching other organizations. We've kind of bonded with Galveston County. Jefferson County has people coming over. We do a lunch and learn. Y'all may not realize it, but some of your secretaries and office workers come to lunch and learn once a month at the public library. So we bonded with them, and they come over on their lunch hour and learn something about plants and things. In December, they came and made mug bouquets, and they brought them back. So we are affecting a lot of people in Orange, and I'm proud to say that I'm a part of that. Enjoy your brownies.
We're proud to have you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kathy.
Franny, did you bring the milk?
I don't bring milk.
She told me you were bringing milk.
I'm sorry. I'll go get you some.
All right. thank you, Kathy. You know, she had a really, really bad car accident. What month did you have that wreck?
May 1st.
I think she had that wreck, and she just came back just volunteering because she came back with a vengeance. She actually, she didn't mention it, but she helped us put on our culinary herbs class. She was very instrumental in that, and we are so, so thankful for her.
We're trying to find her office space.
Seriously? Yeah. So the next lovely person I'd like to bring up is Miss Patsy Zonk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I can talk to you all day long, but this is a challenge. I'm getting used to it now. I'm Patsy Zock. I'm the class of 23 of Master Gardeners and the newly elected president for 2026. Master Gardeners, as you know, is under the umbrella of the AgriLife, and we love all the agents, but Megan is our closest. We're one of 110 Master Gardener groups in the state of Texas, and but there's 1,000 across the United States. To become a Master Gardener, you have to take a 12-week course, which means you meet every Thursday night and have a 2-hour class. You have to finish 50 hours of educational time, and then 50 hours of volunteer time. And as Kathy said, you just fall in love with it at the beginning. Some say, oh, I don't know, but you do. You push through so they can, because you're not just part of a group. You become a part of a family. Once you have completed your 50 hours, then you become a Master Gardener, and you have a meeting every Thursday night. At those meetings, we have a potluck dinner for 30 minutes, then we have do business, then we have an hour of educational time to help us continue our education. Our greenhouse is located at Cormier Park. We share it with Orange County School District. There we grow plants, we propagate. We have a demo garden started where we grow different vegetables, and eventually we hope to invite the public to come out and we can show them about growing plants. We're also in the process of starting a rose bush trial area where we will keep records and see what grows best down here other than the, she left me. We have a pink rose that grows great down here. Kathy spoke to you about Lunch and Learn we have every month. We also started Bloom and Brew. We have that every quarter. We brew a pot of coffee. You're invited out to the greenhouse, and we give you 2 hours of education in different horticulture area. And we volunteer with the AgriLife camps. We offer a $1,000 scholarship to all area school students. The only requirement is that they will be furthering their education in horticulture, agriculture, or a related field. We help at the Field of Plenty in Orange, in which since 2015 we've donated 23,000 pounds of produce to them. That goes to Orange Service. And then we have our annually plant sale that this is what funds everything for us. It's every March. We have approximately 1,000 to 1,500 different plants our members grow themselves, but we do go to area nurseries and offer it. This year it's March the 7th at 8 o'clock at Cormier Park, and y'all are invited to attend. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So I feel like in our office we have a lot of women. Obviously our whole office is women. And I decided I was going to ask at least one guy to talk today. So I'd like to have Darren Thomas come up.
Well, I didn't know how to distinguish one of that. So I just thought it was that. So I'm Darren Thomas. I'm this year they're putting up with me being vice president. So
First of all, while I've got the floor, I just want to thank all you guys, as well as all the Orange County employees for just providing quality of life for Orange County citizens. So my experience with the Master Gardeners was I've been gardening off and on since I was 15. My grandfather did that for a while for a living. Parents both, you know, grown things through the years. And so when I saw that class advertised, I thought, wow, this would be a good way to learn to be a little more effective at what I do. So I had no idea of what was involved. I just thought I was going to a class, get a book, you know. Well, some of these that you've heard speak are my books. They're what I call my living books. Their story's not through. I'm learning from them. Hopefully I've been able to share a little bit with them. You know, maybe they'll learn a little bit from me. So just experiencing the community of the Master Gardeners and the whole AgriLife team. And what these ladies do out there is incredible. I haven't seen them back down from anything they've asked to do. I've seen them up there late at night. I know they're tired, but it's always with a smile and always with gusto. So I think one of the things that we can all do is I personally was not aware of all that goes on out there. The only exposure I had years in the past was just a soil sample with the ag agent. Had no idea what all was going on out there. It's a gem. It's a gem for Orange County. And, you know, really if you get down to the basis of what you guys in Orange County and what us as citizens are really doing, we're really trying to establish quality of life. Well, hey. You're talking about education, you're talking about service, you're talking about living life together, and, you know, it's really a gem that we have here. I've experienced, been around other groups across Texas, one in Louisiana, and, you know, this shines here. And you know, I've lived here all my life, I was grown here, I was actually even born in Orange. And, you know, I've seen a lot of people go off, but what do they come back for? Perhaps y'all have heard that too. It's the people. You don't get that experience in other regions. It's the people here. And so it's just it's something that I think we all, it's not really a big expense. It's word of mouth, maybe a little bit on social media. I think we really need to do a better job of educating the public of what's available out there. So thank y'all for what you do, and hope y'all have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Darren. Yes. All right. So I guess next I'm going to have Fallon come back here.
All right. Well, thank you. Now I'll let me. Franny Woods, come on.
Surprise, Franny.
Who knew?
Sound like that commercial. Who knew? I'm Franny Woods. I'm the 4-H program assistant for Orange County.
Sure, glad you cleared that up for us.
Yeah. Y'all don't know that, you know. For Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. Cammie told me to throw that in there for you since she couldn't be here this morning.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Still in Louisiana.
Yeah. Yeah, and she, yeah, I'll tell her you said
under
that.
Under the A&M banner, but that's okay.
Yes. I'm just going to update you a little bit. I only have one here this morning. Like I said, a couple of them backed out. They got a little scared, but they backed out. And then Cammie was going to speak on behalf of being a 4-H member who's actually transitioned into a 4-H leader. She's now a club manager, and she's also a coach for the livestock judging team. So we want to keep as many of them involved as we can, and we've had a few that's kind of stepped up and are still involved with it. But in 24-25, we actually had 149 club members. We had 6 clubs and 4 projects already for 2026. We have 163 members. We're down to 5 clubs, but that's okay because the numbers are growing. We're kind of turning it into kind of downsizing into fewer clubs but bigger members. And so we're centering on the main interest for what the kids are wanting to do. We have 4 projects, which is livestock judging, equine, fashion interior design, and food and nutrition. In 24-25, we also have robotics again. We've kind of brought that back. So we do the Clover Camp each year, which last year we had 90 in Clover Camp, which includes 32 volunteers and 58 kids. That's kids from 5 to 8 years old. What we do is bring them in and try to reel them into 4-H as they get older. So at this time, I'm going to ask Ms. Parker Donnard. She's one of our Mighty Pirates Club members. And I'm going to ask her to come up and speak on behalf of 4-H.
Congratulations on the buckle.
Got it at Orange County. Hi, howdy. My name is Parker Ann Donnard. I am a senior at Orangeville High School, and I am a future Texas A&M grad. I am.
You think it's far ahead? No way. Good, though. Hey, just to be clear, I have a couple of lovely nieces that graduated from A&M. But I give them heck too, so it's okay.
Yeah, they don't talk to him a lot, but put it this way.
Well, I am here to talk about what 4-H has done for me. I am currently serving as the 4-H Mighty Pirates president. I have been in that position for the past 2 years. Been in 4-H for the past 4. But I topped up a little thing. So I'm going to read it for y'all. 4-H has played a huge role in shaping who I am today, and it has taught me lessons that go far beyond agriculture or showing animals. Through 4-H, I've gained responsibility, leadership skills, confidence, and experiences that will stay with me for the rest of my life. One of the biggest parts of my 4-H journey has been showing livestock. Over the past 4 years, I've shown livestock such as rabbits, goats, swine, and a steer. Showing animals taught me the value of hard work and dedication. Success in the show ring doesn't come easily. It comes from the early mornings, long days, and taking care of animals every single day. I learned that animals depend on you, and if you don't put in the effort, it shows. Showing livestock helped me develop patience, discipline, and pride in my work. 4-H has also taught me responsibility. Taking care of livestock means feeding, cleaning, exercising, and monitoring their health daily. There are no days off. Even when it's hot, cold, or inconvenient, through this responsibility, I learned time management and accountability. Knowing that my animals relied on me helped me grow into someone others can depend on. Another major lesson 4-H has taught me is leadership. For the past 2 years, I have had the honor of serving as president of the Mighty Pirates 4-H Club. Being president showed me that leadership is not just about a title, but about serving others. I learned how to run meetings, organize activities, and work with people who have different ideas and personalities. I have also learned the importance of communication, teamwork, and leading by example. Through my leadership role in 4-H, I've gained confidence in speaking in front of others and making decisions. I learned how to step up when something needed to be done and how to support my fellow members. These experiences help prepare me to be a leader beyond 4-H, and you see this in the way I run my meetings as Orangeville FFA president and Riceville FFA district parliamentarian. I am better prepared to be a leader in FFA. The skills I gained, responsibility, communication, teamwork, and confidence, have carried over into my involvement in FFA. 4-H taught me what it truly means to be a leader, and those lessons have helped me succeed and grow in FFA. Overall, 4-H has helped me become not only a better livestock exhibitor, but also a stronger leader and a more responsible person. The lessons I've learned through 4-H will continue to guide me in school, FFA, and future careers. I am incredibly grateful for the opportunities, mentors, and experiences that 4-H has given me, and I am proud to say that 4-H has made a lasting impact on my life. Thank you, and Giga Max.
We're good.
Good job.
It only gets better every day that happens.
Cup lives on.
So it's back on Family Community Health. And so some of the highlights, Family Community Health focus on prevention, education, and safety for all ages. So even though I know I was on maternity leave, I'm so thankful for everybody. They pitched in, they kept the programs going in my section, and so we still made a good impact. So with diabetes education, we only were able to get 28 residents completed through the Do Well, Be Well with Diabetes, but it generated an impact of $597,877. But it improved nutrition, physical activity, and self-management skills. And then we had Senior Rally Day, which was the 56th annual Senior Rally Day. We had 376 seniors with nutrition and health resources. We had food safety and protection. We had 1,700 residents reached through food safety education and compliance outreach. Training included food handlers, cottage food law, and food preservation. And community outreach, we had 18,000 residents reached through events like newsletters and programs. The car fitting station, we produced $92,742 worth of economic impact as well. And so on my behalf, I have a few people that's going to come up and speak. And I probably should have had Ms. Pam come up first, but Ms. Pam Honeycutt is the president and leadership advisory board president. And so I really should have had her come up first and really introduce, but if I could have Ms. Pam come up and speak.
Well, actually, I'm just here in a supportive position today, but I am the president of the Leadership Advisory Board, lab board that we call. And we meet quarterly, and actually all of the agents come up and they give us a report of pretty much what they've got planned and what they've done in the past. And it just helps us, keep involved with what's going on. And as far as I can tell, and I think the entire group, that they're doing a really good job. They keep us really informed, and they keep the what they're doing out in the community, and that gives us a really good connection with y'all and everybody else in the community, and I really appreciate what they do. So that's about all I got to say.
Thank you, Ms. Pam.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Ms. Pam. But she also did say she's a part of the Committee on Aging for Senior Rally Day. And how long have you been on that committee?
A long time.
Come on, you don't want to give us some years.
Yeah.
A long time.
Yeah, because even our little president, it actually started with Dorothy Ives.
Yes.
56 years ago, and Miss Paula Smith is still the president of the Committee on Aging 56 years ago. And she's what, 80? So good long time. That's a good event that's still been going on in Orange County. But also, even though I wasn't able to be at the youth cooking camp, I've heard nothing but great things about this person that I'm about to bring up, which is Mr. James Dismuke, and he's going to come and speak on it on the behalf of that program.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is James Dismukes. I am 15 years old, and I moved to Orange in March of last year. Thereafter, I attended the 2025 cooking camp and was so kindly invited by Ms. Fallon White to give a brief speech about my experience there. And I would like to thank her for giving me this opportunity. That being said, I thoroughly enjoy cooking camp because it is a very organized program that taught other children and me to make enjoyable food for our friends and family. For example, I, who did not know much about cooking, now know a great recipe for a Monte Cristo sandwich. I've made them multiple times since my time at camp, and there were several other recipes that were memorable, including Oreo Rice Krispie Treats, omelets in a bag, and boudin kolaches. I found that cooking is a lot of fun, and my family loved tasting all the treats and samples I brought home. As a part of the camp, the volunteers and workers nominated different students for an award called the Banana Award. The adults look for students who are patient, helpful, and stand out among their peers. I was honored to be one of the 6 kids to receive this award. It was a shock and a surprise to receive the Banana Award, and it made my experience at camp even more memorable. Sadly, I will not be able to attend the next cooking it because I'm too old, but would be more than happy to be a volunteer there. I think cooking camp is a wonderful, exciting, and fun camp for kids. I would suggest it to all my friends. I believe it not only taught us to cook, but also taught us to work together. It was a great opportunity for me as a homeschooler to work alongside other kids to create something fun and delicious. I can't wait to go back and volunteer this summer. My sister is hoping to attend for her 2nd year, and we are all looking forward to the recipes she will bring home. I am grateful for all the hard work that goes into making cooking camp such a success, and for all the volunteers and Texas AgriLife workers that help it run so smoothly. Cooking camp is such an asset to our community and helps kids learn that knowing how to cook can be a very valuable skill. It even helped me be a little bit more appreciative of all the hard work that goes into feeding me every day. Thank you again for this opportunity.
I see why he was a top banana.
He deserved it.
And last but not least, it's been great working with Courtney. So it's been a lot of fun.
Hey, she is fun.
Yeah, she is fun. So we're gonna have Courtney come up and speak.
I did. I got a little crazy. All right. Good morning. My name is Courtney Cunningham, and I'm one of the health inspectors for Orange County. I have been working as a health inspector for a little over a year now. I like to tell people I'm the nice one. I tell James that. You can tell him that, too. My first inspection we went, he told everybody I was the mean one, so that's a joke now. I tell everybody I'm the nice one. When I accepted this position, James shared with me some of the opportunities and events we would be partnering on with Texas A&M AgriLife. Often health departments are viewed solely as inspectors, but our true mission is community wellness and outreach. That is where Texas A&M AgriLife plays a vital role in our work. Our partnership has truly become the backbone of our educational outreach efforts. This collaboration begins with our youngest population through our joint summer kids cooking camp. Alongside AgriLife staff and volunteers, we provide the expertise to teach children not only how to cook, but how to cook safely. We teach them about internal cooking temperatures, proper cooking techniques, how to hold knives, cross-contamination, and other essential food safety skills that they will carry with them into adulthood. We also host a food safety conference for adults, which saw 70 attendees last year. This event would not be possible without the support of Texas A&M AgriLife. In addition, AgriLife provides essential food handler and certified food manager training classes. I can personally speak to the quality of these programs. When I was a new health inspector, I attended the certified food manager course myself to earn my own certification. These classes are critical to the food safety, ensuring that inspectors and food establishment operators are speaking the same language when it comes to food safety standards. Finally, our partnership allows us to meet the public where they live and shop. Recently, Fallon, James, and I collaborated on a community outreach event at our local Vital Walmart. We handed out food safety information, recipe cards, and thermometers while answering questions and speaking with residents about safe food practices. I've truly enjoyed partnering with Texas A&M AgriLife during my first year of employment and look forward to many more years working with this wonderful group of ladies. We are two departments working as one toward a common goal, a safer, healthier, and more informed community. This has been fun.
But she did it. But she did a great job summing it up. But again, I'm so thankful for everybody that's here. And the people that's not here, it takes a village for it to run. You know, even though we small staff, we try to give a mighty punch. So together, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Program support agriculture, improving community health, and preparing you to be leaders for the future. Thank you for your continued support of AgriLife Extension in Orange County. And do y'all have any questions or anything you need?
Any questions? Y'all are right. We do need to do a better job of highlighting this program.
There's a lot of activities going out there. And I know the cooking class sells out. It gets loaded out within
a couple hours.
So I know it's very popular. So that means y'all are doing a great job with that popular. So I appreciate that.
Hey, don't you guys hesitate in maybe coming out to Lunch and Learn or some of the other programs, too. You guys are all welcome, too. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's an excellent. I can do the tasting very well. I just want you to know. Good at the tasting portion.
Yeah, I got you.
I need a hunter safety class pretty soon, Frank. So.
Okay, I got something coming.
Yeah, when is the next hunter safety class?
I'm starting them in June. I don't remember the exact date, but I got one coming up in June.
Okay,
because
I had to
support livestock a minute ago. Have you got my bull yet? My Hereford bull at your house yet?
No, me and Drew was talking about that yesterday. I don't think Jonathan's home yet.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But again, we really appreciate y'all listening to us. And
yeah. Well, thank y'all for what y'all do. It's a great program, and we hear a lot of good stuff about it in the community, and it's great when we see our young folks out here. Because that is certainly the future of it. So,
thank you for coming up and speaking, buddy.
Yeah, both of y'all. Y'all did good.
And can we get a picture? Can everybody go in and take a picture, please?
I want to say thank you to the Master Gardeners and all the adults because we couldn't do it without y'all.
No, not at all.
We could not.
You guys make us shine.
We love y'all.
Okay. If we all could kind of come up here and we could take a picture, please.
Come on, Parker,
what'd you win at Buckle for this year? What'd you win that buckle for this year?
I had one of the box stands at Orange County.
Yeah, I had to pick one at my house. We just grabbed him up a week ago. That was what he deserved,
right? Yeah. He was lottery, huh?
Yeah. Fence jumper.
If no, then I will officially adjourn this meeting at 9:35.
I love everybody over.
Hey, you don't have